Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There were three developments last week where local and state politicians and bureaucrats were again deceiving the public. At the state government level, there was a controversy over what to do with a so-called $500 million budget surplus. Sorry. The truth is, there is no surplus at all. How can you have a budget surplus if the unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits increase by amounts greater than the alleged budget surplus? A year ago, just one of the state's unfunded pension obligations rose by more than $2 billion. In my mind, a budget surplus is only possible if the state's total debt and unfunded liabilities remains the same or actually declines. Last week, the Lansing City Council adopted its next city government budget with an increase in funding for sidewalks and streets. Even though the budget calls for greater payments to cover employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, the truth is that the city's unfunded liabilities are continuing to get larger. Yet, did you hear any city council member or the mayor explain that increased funding for sidewalks and streets will inevitably result in a greater number of layoffs of police and firefighters in the coming years? I sure didn't hear any such discussion. Also last week, East Lansing City Council approved its latest budget, where a total of 9 police and firefighting employee positions are being eliminated. Although that city council said that further positions would be abolished a year from now, there was a hint that, if voters in August approve a new East Lansing city income tax, further job cuts could somehow be averted. Sorry, the truth is there will be even larger cuts in East Lansing police and firefighting staff in the future, no matter whether the income tax is inflicted on city residents. Even though state, county, and local governments and government school districts are now being forced to report these massive unfunded liabilities on their financial statements, the politicians and bureaucrats are still lying to the public about so-called balanced budgets that are nothing of the sort. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.